Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Good Day program gives way now to our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with the Good Day Gang. Jay is on vacay this week. Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles joins me to add her thoughts to the stories of the week and the people listed. It comes from Talkers Magazine. Every week they survey by listening to programs, talking to program directors, talking to hosts about what it is that's moving the needle. And I think we all know what's moved the needle a lot this week. It also happens to be Labor Day weekend. As you're listening to this program, maybe you're traveling. There are a lot of people who are out and about to enjoy what the last big holiday, isn't it? Jennifer, 5 minutes ago we were talking about the first big holiday.
I know.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, and then Fourth of July just seemed to plug right along, and here we are.
Every year, though, it seems to be that that's the case during the summertime. And then
fast.
You get in, it does. Well, but we're all doing good things, and we're working in a good atmosphere, so maybe that's what makes it all worthwhile, makes it livable and doable anyway. So if you are out and about as you're listening to this program, safe driving is certainly a mandate, especially if you're out there with your family. The weather has been great in most of the rural, the rural areas of the country have had a lot of dryness or wetness, but the coasts have had really pretty good summer weather. People like to go out and cook themselves. So if you want to cook themselves, a great place to be is Los Angeles this weekend, right?
Well, I wouldn't recommend, cooking yourself. That seems bad.
You know what I mean?
Do you mean, a suntan? Is that
hot.
What you're talking about?
Okay, no, I'm talking about just being hot.
It is hot, that's for sure. This is the hottest it's been all year, and it always happens. You know, everybody, I love it every year.
Even in September, it gets hot. Yeah.
August, September in California has always been the hottest. Take it from a former school kid who would have to go back to school and be like, it's so hot.
Aren't the schools air conditioned in Los Angeles County?
Not when this kid was going to school, pal.
Really? No, huh?
We had to walk uphill both ways in the heat.
Yeah. Yes. Number six on the list this week is the focus on the weather. But also, Jackson, Mississippi had a big water problem.
Gosh, they've got a bad problem.
Did you talk about that on your program?
I haven't, because there's just been a lot of other stuff going on locally.
Really?
But yeah, imagine that. It's California, and the last week of the legislature, so of course there's a lot going on. But, if you look and see what's going on there, they're overwhelmed with water, but yet they don't have any fresh water to shower, flush toilets, to drink. It's a problem.
Yeah, well, a lot of the system broke down because of the incursion, as you're suggesting, of the weather, of the water from the weather, the big storms that were blowing through there, all through the central part of the country. Our originating studio now, originating network, is USA Radio, and their main studio is in Dallas, where they had James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas. They had 14 inches of rain in one day. So how do you deal with that? And it would be like, even if you had 14 inches of snow, can you imagine what 14 inches of rain?
I'd build an ark with 14 inches of rain, I think.
Yeah, unga bunga. All right, so let's go through the list, and then we'll talk about the things that are going on. The space program and the Artemis 1 are at number 10 this week. The situation in the world of technology, security, the whole the business of what is it that you are protected from, or are you really protected? And that's I've had all kinds of problems with my so-called security, with phones, credit cards, all kinds of stuff. I think things are becoming much too complicated, and it's really easy for the crooks to get at you and your security, supposedly. COVID-19 and the life and times of Mr. Fauci, or Dr. Fauci. Is he really? He's going to get the biggest pension in the history of the country, Jennifer. I'm sure that you've probably
Making
talked about
more than
that.
The than the president. It seems odd that that's the highest person in the country, but I think it's also telling that he probably didn't want to have to sit in case the majority switches, which is what a lot of people think will happen, and Republicans are going to be in charge. He's going to have to sit for a lot of hearings, and I don't think that he wants to do that, and I think that's... That avoidance is probably something that's a pretty loud admission in its silence.
Well, the stuff that came out this week, I saw two or three different connections between the organization or the operation he was running, the federal government, back to the charges that were leveled, what, 2-3 years ago when this all first started, his involvement in funding, whether it was private money or public money, the research being done in the Wuhan laboratory where COVID. So there's that.
How much money is being made by Big Pharma right now? I mean, that's the other thing, is that this was a government edict that basically told many of us that we couldn't operate around the country if we didn't have this certain vaccine. So I think it's worth a look. Did somebody make money off of that? Who was profiting? Because certainly they did okay.
Well, not only that, but you saw the suit that started this week between between the two big pharmaceuticals that developed the, well, did they really? Was some of the stuff stolen from one company to benefit the other company? The most popular one, the what is it, Biogen, is that the European country that's with... I'm saying Prevagen, where that's...
It's a little different. We don't want to implicate them in this.
No, Prevagen is not. Prevagen is the brain helper. But anyway, the point is that we've got this, the suit in my mind, derived from the realization that Pfizer made more money than Moderna did, and Moderna is the one that came up with the formula, suppose that's what they claim anyway. In the preliminary information that's available on the suit, Pfizer made $19 billion with this stuff, and the public, you and I, paid for it through our tax dollars.
Yep,
Unga-bunga.
Nothing's for free. You know, I think that's the big mistake, is that everybody goes, "Oh, the government's paying for it." Well, no, that's us.
Yeah, hello. Okay, so the continuing focus, I said a lot of these things are becoming boilerplate. Each week they seem to be on the countdown list, the story list, the business of the war, although there were some interesting developments. And the conversation around Mikhail Gorbachev dying and what he said about Putin and what really we are going through, he was the one who saw the end of the USSR, he orchestrated it, and Putin is now trying to put it back together again. And you wonder, he said it was a horrible country to live in. And I thought he had moved out, actually.
Thought he was already dead.
Did you really?
A lot of people. Yeah, when he was announced he had passed, I was like, ooh, I thought I'd already marked him off my dancing card. But he didn't get a state funeral, though, and that was something that was notable, and certainly it shows you the division between Putin and Gorbachev's ideology.
Yep, for sure. All right, let's see. Crime, guns and all that stuff, that's number 4. The economy is 3. The interest rate on loans. You're buying a home, you want a mortgage, forget about it. This is what's killing. And I don't even understand. Tell me what I'm missing here. When the Fed ups the rate to supposedly cool down inflation, but they want to keep the economy going, we have unemployment still at like 3.5%. We have housing starts still strong, but people can't buy the houses because they're not buying as quickly as they did before because of the cost of money.
Market is going to be gone. I was back in Colorado last week, and one of the reasons why is I was helping my mom get my grandfather's house ready for sale because he just recently passed away. And the real estate agent came in and said that interest rates they're predicting will be at 8% by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Now, that seems incredibly high for me in my lifetime. I know some people thought 12% sounded like a killer deal back in the 70s, but this tells you that the economy is very similar to what we saw in the late 70s with Jimmy Carter at the helm, and it's not a good place for us to be.
The oil crisis. No, the oil situation. not a good place to be. All right, so number two, the elections and the fact that Sarah Palin didn't win. Did that surprise you?
Really? Here's the thing. I think because they implemented the new ranked choice system, I think that got rid of her chances, because what happened is that a lot of Republicans were running for that seat, and the ranked choice, I think, kind of screwed them up. And I would just use warning, whether it's ranked choice in a place like New York where you're going to have a lot of Democrats splitting votes with each other, that may be a quick way for Republicans to start winning again in New York. But like in Alaska, the Republicans felt it. So I think in the general, we'll see they're going to match up again because this was just a special election seat.
Yeah.
But if ranked choice is a piece of it, I think you just go in and you vote. You make a decision. I don't know about this ranked choice stuff.
Yeah. Well,
because if you don't come out on top, then your votes are given to someone else. I mean, it's just a very strange system.
Yeah, that it is. The number one story of the week is the continuing focus on the probe of Donald Trump. And the FBI raid, and I know you'll have a lot to say about that, so we get Jennifer's input on that. And we also have the people list to go through, which we'll do right after this.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's have a round of applause, or a hearty welcome anyway, because I'm the only one here beside you, Elizabeth, so I can I only sound like one person clapping. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, website toploss.com. Do we still have the Dog Days of Summer sale, or what's the incentive?
We've got the back-to-school sale going on right now this week. It's back-to-school sale. We know everybody's super busy. It's the buy three, get three free. It is on our capsules, liquid, and new powder, flavorless powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com. And in addition to that, that special right there also has the free shipping. Now, if you want free shipping on everything, you can use the code Doug. That's going to get you free shipping on all orders. That's at toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also call us toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Get to Elizabeth Miller. She's the star here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. All right, so let me go through the people list quickly here, Jen. Elon Musk is at 10. Gorbachev is 9. Greg Abbott is 8. Vladimir Putin is 7. Jerome Powell is 6. Dr. Oz is number 5. Sarah Palin is 4. Evan Cochran and Christina Bob, that's something we haven't talked about here. Who are they? Why do I not
Christina
register?
Bob is the attorney for President Trump.
Ah, okay. So that's why, because I pretty much ignore everything, anything and everything that has to do with Trump, unless it smacks me right between the...
She was the one that was at Mar-a-Lago that got there a few hours after the FBI showed up.
Ah, got it. Okay. What I find interesting in the people list is that Biden's number 2 and Trump is number 1. In terms of focus, and so we'll have lots to say.
I don't like in the election.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, but it's back to, yeah, I know, that's what you think, yeah.
Bam!
I don't really know whether that's what you really think or not. I know that you're a big Trump supporter, but, the business about whether the election was stolen, that seems to be still a little dicey and spicy. Hold on.
We'll talk about it.
We'll get to them. All right, 21 after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts about the charts this week from Talkers Magazine.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 at the hour now on the overview. This is Doug Steffens' Good Day, but the program at the end of the week in this hour turns its focus onto the charts from Talkers Magazine, so we get some talk radio reviewing, if you will. Jennifer Horn joins us every week at this time. Jay is off today, so I thought I would put together some of the social media comments that are flowing.
You're really good at gathering those up, so that's I'm impressed.
You're impressed with it? Yeah. I'll thank Jay for putting these together.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people are talking about the speech that Joe Biden delivered. Here's Melissa Zimmer, who says, "What an awful, embarrassing speech from a sitting president that wasn't uniting the country he was campaigning." I thought it was I thought it was pretty deplorable too, myself, for lots of different reasons.
Okay, so I will not agree with anything that he said, and I think it was divisive and mean-spirited, and I've never felt so out of place in my own country. But as far as an optics thing go, what was with the black and the red background? Like, he was standing in his lair or something like that. I mean, do people not realize what that looks like? And that they had a lot of people in social media, I noticed, had been pointing out that they had Marines stationed behind him. So you have a very divisive message, a primetime address that's not based in policy, basically like a political convention speech, and then you have the Marines behind him. I mean, it makes you feel like we're in, well,
military.
We're not in this country.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Welcome to Russia. Sean Watson, one of our listeners, said, no, because my time is actually worth something. Let's go, Brandon. I don't know what that means.
Let's go, Brandon. It's... Yeah. Oh, you remember, don't you? So there was a thing around Christmas where one of the guys said, "Let's go, Brandon." "Let's go, Brandon's," like, basically, you know.
Oh, it was a Joe. Okay, yeah.
And
okay.
Joe didn't know what it meant, so he's like, "Yeah, let's go, Brandon."
Yeah. Right. It was a shot at him. Mel Dixon says to watch him say Republicans are a danger to the USA. Not impressive. Nancy Sullivan said he's dividing our country. I'm a proud Republican. He's insulted our party. That's what, Nancy, come on, grow up. That's what they do. And it's worse now than it ever was. Hello, you remember Trump and what he said during the election and how insulting he was during the process? It's the same thing on both sides. And it's not serving the people who are supposed to be served. That's you and me.
One thing I think you have to remember is the context and the form. If Trump had given a speech like this, with the Marines behind him, with the black and red background, screaming about how awful the other political opponents are, and he did it during prime time, people would go nuts. And put in any other word. Forget Republicans. Put in blacks. Put in Jews. Put in, and all of a sudden, you've got a hate-filled speech by a sitting president. So why is it okay to go after Republicans? It's 50% of the country.
Well, because the Republicans are doing the same thing, and back to what is going on in our country.
I guess the context again in the evening prime time evening address.
It was wrong, and it was the same as any of these other people that are doing the same sort of thing on both sides. It's very un-American, very distressful. Leonard Hoffman, our listener, said that Biden's speech wasn't as divided as Trump made it during his coup when he almost started a civil war. It'll be so much better when he is behind bars. So there,
oh, nice.
Somebody who's not a big fan of Trump's. There are some of your thoughts. Thank you. You can help yourself to Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NASA is expected to try and launch the Artemis 1 mission to the moon for a second time on Saturday. At Kennedy Space Center, Space Force Launch Weather Officer Melody Lovin says that there is a small risk of showers. She explains that this could cause their launch to be canceled as they don't want to risk a lightning strike.
Basically, if you think about it, we're sending a charged rod up into the sky. We've done half the work for the atmosphere already.
The G7 is agreeing to a price cap on Russian oil. It's an attempt to limit the country's profit from selling fuel as the third largest oil producer in the world. The Treasury Department sending out a statement from the Group of Advanced Global Economies confirming the cap. saying it wouldn't ship oil from Russia. It sold at a higher price than the limit agreed to. You're listening to USA Radio News. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell recently said that the labor market is out of balance and they intend to raise interest rates further to fight inflation. Appearing on Fox Business, Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says the August jobs report was pretty good overall.
Companies are still hiring. People are still, there's emerging industries, and then the legislature here in Washington and the president passed some significant piece of legislation that's going to only add to more jobs to our economy.
The White House is asking Congress for more than $22 billion in additional COVID funding. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying it'll tackle pressing ongoing needs. That includes vaccines, testing, and treatments. Jean-Pierre saying it will also cover research aimed at confronting future pandemics. Additionally, the White House is seeking more money for monkeypox, Ukraine, and natural disasters in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Our talk radio review, a roundup. Say it again, Doug. Doesn't sound too authoritative, does it?
Sounds like somebody's a little ill.
Well, no, it's the weather-related dryness and the allergies. We've had a drought here
do
like
you know
have.
What happened to me this week?
What?
Speaking of dryness, so I am in California. It's hot. It's dry. It's the hottest it's been all year. 12% humidity. And, you know, I was doing a hit on a podcast, and I had earbuds in, and I never wear earbuds. I always wear, like, my headphones, the big ones over my ears. But this particular setup, I had the earbuds in my ears, and I moved my chair, and do you know I got a shock inside my ear canal?
Whoa.
Have you ever had that happen? It is
no.
The most unnerving thing. You're like, it's just a little too close, those electric impulses towards your brain. And it's a very weird feeling.
Ooh. Very weird. Okay, well, you're
I
all right
you needed
now.
To know about that.
I did need to know that. Thank you very much.
And there was
Jennifer
smoke coming
Horn.
Out of my ears.
Yes. Jen's here. She normally does our talk radio review with us. Victoria, hello. Victoria's not here today. No, Victoria's not here today. And neither is Jay. I wanted to go back to the comments from social media that we had and acknowledge some of the thoughts that people are sharing with us because we invite those thoughts at both of our locations on Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Jeff Talton said, we were talking about the voting process and how we have, with all of the primaries, we are having a primary in Massachusetts on Tuesday, day after Labor Day, and I am apoplectic about all of the ways that the system is corrupted, can be, will be, has been, mail-in votes, what a joke. How do you keep that secure and safe? It's impossible. And the same thing, you know, you go in and you can say, I'm Joe Blow, and they don't ask you to prove that you're Joe Blow. You just say, okay, I'm Joe Blow, and I live at this address, and you get a ballot. So anyway, Talton says, of course it's more corrupt. With politics in America, the more opportunity for corruption, the more of it will occur. Jeremy Woods says it's nonsense. Very odd that they even push against voter ID. It's not that hard to show up and vote. They should even give us a whole day off or several days just to give everybody plenty of time to vote. I think that the weekend voting, why do people so resist these changes? Because there's something in it for them. They want to keep things the way they are. They'll tell you they want you to vote, but they want certain people to vote. They don't want everybody to vote.
Well, Jeff. And for some reason, they don't want to protect it. I don't understand why we are one of the only countries that don't require voter ID. And the idea that that's racist, it offends me.
Give me a break. It is offensive. I'm so sick of listening to people call me and others a racist for no. When did they come up with that? That's the new elixir. He's a racist. Really? You know what? You can stick that in your ear, pal. Anyway, let me finish with Jeff Schmidt's thoughts, and then let's move on, Jen. We put a serial number in every dollar bill. Why would it be so hard to do the same with voters? Ooh, that's an interesting idea. If you vote and truly care about the future of this country and the future of your family, you shouldn't have an issue having an ID. Amen to that, brother. You're on it. Okay. So what the world has been waiting for is Jennifer to talk about the number one issue this week, which is the FBI raid, the probe into Trump, and all the things. And I guess tying that into the speech that Biden gave, the president has, this was a pretty sharp focus on Republicans. It was in Philadelphia. What was the reason it was in Philadelphia? Was it just because he was there?
They did it at the spot where the Constitution was signed, and so they wanted to have that as a marker, I guess, that the theme of his speech was about the soul of the country. And it was billed by his administration before he even took the stage as being a dark speech, calling out those who were on the quote right side of history and the wrong side of history. Now, I feel like I have to make this very clear, and it's sad that I feel like that I have to say this, but I love this country more than I love any president that sits in the White House. I think that President Trump did an incredibly good job. I think he did it under duress. He had a lot of different investigations going on, and I don't think that he was the catalyst for all of them. I think there was a concerted effort to get an outsider out because we all know, Doug, and we've talked about this for years, the Democrats and Republicans are in many cases in on creating swamp-like behavior together because it extends their own power, gives them money. And so it's not by mistake that you have a lot of people ginning everyone up against each other while they're yucking it up over scotch at a bar somewhere. Democrats and Republicans and everyone else is hating each other, but they're hanging out because that's what they do to keep people, I guess, or to keep themselves in power.
Who are the invited guests, by the way? There were 300 invited guests. I'm sure they're all Democrats.
The invited guests to where?
To the speech.
Yeah, there were some Democrats, although he got heckled by a few people in the crowd. Mm-hmm. And here's what's really sad. He ran as during 2020, he ran as the adult in the room, a person who wanted to unify. He called himself the great unifier, that he was going to unify the nation. And what I heard did nothing to bring me in. Now, I don't like the policies of Joe Biden, but I still want to feel like I'm represented by the American president. And I almost felt like that more under Obama than I do under Biden. I think Biden has been the most divisive president of our recent history.
I don't think it's him as much as it is the people around him. I think he's a puppet on a string.
You know, we all know that when you're the figurehead, the buck stops here. So it's true. I think he has a lot of people pulling strings around him. I believe that to be true. But at some point, you have to also not give him a pass for this kind of behavior. I mean, in the speech, he's standing there basically saying that half the country is evil intention. Look, I want, if the FBI had a reason to raid Mar-a-Lago, then I just want to know what that is. And I think transparency would help people understand why they went into Mar-a-Lago. What they're saying right now in the blocking of information is not letting people believe in the system, especially from an FBI that has already gone after Trump with baseless claims. I mean, the FBI planted information in the news media. The news media wrote that information based on anonymous sources within the FBI, and then the FBI went and used the reporting of a newspaper to start a huge investigation into Trump and his associates that led to the them really literally spying on Trump. So how do you trust an organization that has been complicit in doing stuff
and
like that?
It's always been since J. Edgar Hoover. It's
correct.
It's never
you're
been.
You're the
what
one
are
that
we,
used to put this in my head, actually.
Right.
I mean, everything we've talked about for years that you've talked about really being sure about what we trust about our government and what we don't is really true. So it's okay to ask questions. Asking questions does not make me not patriotic. It makes me want to be the best country that we are, and I resent the hell out of the fact that someone just says, shut up and get in line. And by the way, if you don't agree with me, then you're on the wrong side of
you're
history.
Bad. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's not who we are.
All right. So in league with all of this stuff, the investigation into January 6th continuing, the trials continued this past week. A retired New York City police officer got 10 years in prison, which is the longest sentence yet in all of the comings and goings of the January 6th attack and the investigation and the trial, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He not only was a police officer, he was a Marine veteran, but he'll go to jail for 10 years because of his involvement assaulting a police officer in the Capitol attack on January 6th. So what would motivate somebody? This guy is 56 years old. His name is Thomas Webster. He was a policeman. He was a Marine. So what would go on in somebody's head like that to engage in the violence that he did engage in?
I want to know about what violence he did engage in, because there's also a lot of ginned up headlines in the newspaper about what these people did. There are plenty of people who just walked inside the Capitol like they were on some sort of tour, and they didn't do anything, and they're sitting in solitary confinement, and they have been for months and months and months and months. The news media is lying about this, saying that people were killed during January 6th. Nobody was killed except for one of the insurrectionists. Ashley Babbitt was killed going through a window. And you know what? When you go in through a window in the United States Capitol, you have to realize that there's going to be a risk there, right? I mean, the fact that she's dead is unfortunate, but she went through a window. And so what do you think the police are going to do on the other side of that wall? I mean, clearly, the way that this has been portrayed, though, is that these insurrectionists were killing Capitol police officers.
Yeah, it was,
and that's not true.
Around the rhetoric. Webster himself said that he was swept up in politics and Trump's rhetoric about a stolen election. But he said he wished he had never come to Washington. He feels like he's been left. And I've heard this from others. They've been abandoned by those who encouraged them to come in the first place. He said, I had no business being there to protest the election. I wish that that horrible day had never happened. People would be alive still. People would not have gotten hurt. Families wouldn't have been torn apart. So he pretty much condemned what he got himself wrapped up in, but he said it was the rhetoric. And I think that points out something that is a fear, that people, we go back to the days of Hitler. You can go back through history when leaders have whipped people up into a frenzy. Whether Trump's guilty of that or not, he certainly was a contributor to that. And I think that's where that's where the problem begins and maybe ends.
I think a lot of things can be true at the same time. I mean, it'd be nice if everybody could just cool it. But unfortunately, we're so divided right now.
Yeah.
And truly, if you look around at some of the things that happened and some of the laws that were changed, if you really look at that, you can understand why Trump felt like they were trying to take the election from him. And you don't hear the same response. Yesterday, during Biden's speech on Thursday evening, in his primetime speech, he's saying right now Republicans are scheming or coordinating to change the results of the upcoming election.
It's very ill-timed. It was very...
I mean,
it's just...
It's, I mean, it's like, you know, okay, so everybody seems to be ginning people up, but is the standard the same? Are we helping all of these people?
So let me ask you a question about what goes on. You work for Salem Media Group that owns KRLA in Los Angeles. It is a right-of-center media company, and they make no bones about it. They have stations in pretty much every major city in the country, and they have hosts that everybody knows. Certainly I know, having worked with guys like Dennis Prager myself when I was at KBC, I loved the guy. he was fabulous. So they're out on a Battleground Talkers tour, which is focused on somehow or other, according to their press, somehow influencing the election. And so you wonder...
I don't know if it's necessary. I mean, it's about... the Battleground Talkers Tour is actually a slew of events where we talk about some of the big issues and they just travel around.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I don't know how many people are going to be stumping. Yeah.
All right. All right. Jen, thank you. Jennifer Horn here at 48 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list, which, by the way, you can find every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. The space program. And what's up with Artemis 1 is number 10. The cyber problems, tech problems that we're going through from here to eternity would seem number 9. Number 8, COVID. Number 7, the immigration problem in our country. These are boilerplate. It seems like every week we're having conversations about this sort of thing. The water situation in Jackson, Mississippi, and the water crisis in California, and basically the weather. That's number 6. Number 5, the war in Ukraine. Number 4, the problem with crime. We're getting sort of like the rubber stamp thing here, because the stories seem to be the same or close to it. Economy's number 3, right? Politics number 2, and the Trump business with legal woes galore, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people list for the countdown, from Talkers Magazine, for the week of August 29th to September the 2nd, Elon Musk is at number 10, related to his charges of what's going on. There's a big, the world of technology and Twitter, unga bunga. Number 9, the passing of Mikhail Gorbachev makes him in that number 9 position as far as the people list is concerned. Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, 8. Putin is 7. Jerome Powell is at 6. Dr. Oz is number 5. Sarah Palin is 4. Evan Cochran and Christina Bob are tied for the third position. Joe Biden's at two, and Donald Trump, interesting, isn't it, huh? Trump is on top of the people list this week instead of Joe Biden. Normally the president is there. Trump spent most of his 4 years on top of the list, but now because of all the things going on with him in his wake, he's number one. All right, that's it. The people list, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. Joining us for conversation about the world of News Talk Radio is one of the legal experts, one of the country's leading experts on scams. But generally speaking, he's just, as we say here in Massachusetts, smat. Stephen J.J. Wiseman.
Wicked smart.
Wicked smart. Yeah, that's right. And to prove that, he teaches the law at Bentley University here in suburban Boston. Okay, so let's get to the story list and the legal woes of Donald Trump, which are many and myriad. Number one on the countdown list this week. I know that politics sometimes enters into your feelings with regard to all of this stuff. And I get it, because I think it enters into most of our feelings when it comes to these sorts of things. But have they got Trump dead to rights? What is the old expression, dead to rights? I
don't know. Dead to rights. Well, you know, it's fascinating in the sense that you've got so many factors here to be evaluated in regard to bringing charges. Now, the Georgia charges, which are pretty much ready to go, those seem pretty clear as far as violations. And I think the president, along with a number of others, including Giuliani, will be charged. The Mar-a-Lago one is also very interesting. But the intelligence community and the Justice Department still have to evaluate all of those documents. Now, we know that there are classified documents. We don't know the level of classification of all of them, and that's a significant thing. But it's pretty clear that not only did he keep those documents in violation of the law, but to me the worst thing is obstruction of justice, because when they had the recent hearing last week, the Justice Department lawyers presented evidence in affidavits showing that the president and his lawyers lied about the presence of documents that they said everything had been turned over. And then the president put out a statement, former president put out a statement supposedly defending himself, which actually I'm sure he didn't run by his lawyers, because it showed a level of knowledge that he was violating the law that puts him in bigger trouble. To me, the issue is going to be the jury. Are you going? All you need, these are criminal charges, all you need is one person to get a hung jury. But I quite frankly, if Merrick Garland doesn't charge him, if they don't bring him to trial, then it's an admission that the president or certain people are above the law. So he's got to be tried.
Yep. All right. So that's number one. The number four issue this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine list, by the way, at talkers.com and also gooddayshow.com, are the focus on crime. The lady who got punched in the face by the New York police officer, and wondering, again, this was sort of some kind of a rally that turned into a riot. It looks like from the video that it was mishandled again. But what would have happened if it was turned around, I guess, legally, and a big woman had punched a small cop in the mouth instead of the other way around? A big cop punches a small woman in the mouth.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, there would have been the shape that she wound up in when she was finally delivered to the police station, I question, might have been in pretty poor shape. You know, police training is a really important thing that we're not doing well enough. And it is a very difficult time to be a police officer. I appreciate the risks that they take and the attacks, the verbal and physical that they have.
Yeah.
But they're the ones that are armed. They're the ones that have the force, and they're the ones that have to be in a superior training situation. And the fact that we haven't given that enough of a priority, as well as weeding out the bad cops, you know, the police unions have defended some of these guys that are frankly indefensible. That's something that has got to change.
All right, 30 seconds on the Pfizer-Moderna suit.
The idea is it's a patent infringement, but what they're saying is that they've developed this on their own without knowing or violating the patent. I don't think it's going to go very far.
No, under the circumstances, you got to wonder if it's just a money grab. All right, good overview of some of the important legal ramifications of the story list this week at Talkers.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law at Bentley University and a great practitioner, if there is such a thing, and he's it, if practitioner of the law, practicing the law here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.